Good afternoon. You are joining We the People Radio. And we're just put our headphones on, so now we figured some people have too much sound, some people have too little sound, you know? Never a dull moment around here. You're going to enjoy today. I'm going to give you a lot of numbers the first half. So for all of you that are not necessarily number people, there will be concepts that go with the numbers, and I think you'll like it.
I'm definitely a number person. Definitely.
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 But he's not an excellent driver.
Not an excellent driver.
Blows that whole theory.
Is there some kind of backstory you want to share?
So many. So little time. That's a whole different program. So my name is Aaron Ryan.
And I'm Bill Cundiff.
And I'm Bob Martin.
And we have our guest with us today, Gary Cadd.
Good afternoon.
Oh, there he is. So do it one more time so they know your voice.
Good afternoon.
There you have it. Yeah, it's all about the microphones and the headsets, you know. Those are the only two things we have to deal with in here.
Never, so complicated.
And it never fails. There's,
oh, it's not easy. Not just anybody.
Well, we do have laptops,
do
though. And I have a half a hard-boiled egg, so, you know, it's probably more than I should be navigating.
Well, you're half-boiled.
Exactly. Oh. That's why I drive. Okay, so we're talking about public pensions, and we did this a couple of weeks ago. I actually should have looked that up. I will look that up, and I'll post the other show on the page, because all of this is coming to a town near you if you don't happen to live in Redding, California, or a county. Could be your county. It's obviously your state, but the state's a little harder to wrap your mind around. But if you live in a small to medium-sized city, there's a lot of complexity, especially when it comes to the pension thing and how that works out. And always that's tied to your biggest public employee groups. And the ones you see the most are police and fire, although you have all the people who work in your city services doing, you know, all the things that cities do. And all those folks are usually tied up in unions and pension plans. So the second half of the show today, we're going to be chatting with Vint Stevenson, who has taken it upon himself, along with some other folks, to put together a recall for a couple of members of the city council who just don't seem to, I'm not going to put words in his mouth, but they don't seem to get it. So they're going to start pulling people off city council because folks are not just going to keep shelling out money and having the same money mismanaged. They're just sick of it. So that'll be the second hour. And there are PDFs on the webpage, so please go to wethepeopleradio.us. If you click on today's page, you will also see a link if you're listening live on Sunday between noon and 2. There's a live link there to join the chat room, so you can always fire questions and comments through that. You can call us if you like. This is one of those shows that might make sense to have people call in. The number here is 530-605-4567. That's also on the front page of the page, or front page of the site. And so we've got four PDFs on that page for you that are going to give you some numbers. And Gary's going to work with that in a kind of in a broad brush sort of way. In case you don't live in Reading, we'll make it relevant for you. And that's all I could think of. If you have comments or questions, too, the website's a good spot to do that. You've got Bill's phone number, my phone number, and our email addresses. And thanks for those of you that write in and let us know what you like and what you don't like and what you'd rather see. So,
and might just want to emphasize that this, if it hasn't already, is coming to a town near you.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's
And the pension thing
everywhere.
Is like a, I don't know, it kind of reminds me of heart disease. You know, there's always that person you know who, like, worked out, seemed fine, everything looked good, and then, you know, they have this heart problem. I think the pension stuff is almost like a lurking heart disease.
Well, folks, I was just telling Bill and Aaron to start. I know this is more of a county, state, national program, but when you look at the pension issue, you can look at it from a national issue. You can look from a state. Illinois has got a problem. California's got a problem. So there's large problems. The best way to break it down, to be truthful with you, is state, county, and then from the city. Well, in the case of the city, my being a former Reading City Councilman, I started campaigning to run for council in 2008, didn't make it in 2008, didn't make it in 2010, And I'm a sort of a character that keeps trying. So I got on in 12, and I was on there for 4 years. And I tried my darndest to make some changes, but it seems that I never could find myself in the majority.
But when
you were kind of labeled a troublemaker, really. I mean,
which explains what you're doing here, actually. Suddenly makes everything clear.
Yeah. Well,
nobody would listen.
The thing with it is there's so many people within the city of Reading. That's Gary Cadd. He doesn't know what he's talking about. Well, the only thing I can say to that is Gary Cadd does know what he's talking about. But what I would like to do, if you folks can get to the webpage, you'll see the files there. You'll see miscellaneous 2015, miscellaneous 2016, and the same for safety on 15 and 16.
They're actually labeled 16 and 17, though.
Are they? All right. Well, no,
pretend.
And Aaron is correct. The actual reports are dated, I think they're July 16 and July 17. But you have to realize that these figures are a year behind that we're going to be talking about. So, in other words, the figures we're talking about here are more than a year old or a year stale, if you would take that. But if you go through it and you say, for instance, you open up miscellaneous 16, and you look at the front page. Now, if you scroll down just a little bit, there's some required contributions. You'll notice there that it says fiscal year 2018, and then it has the employer normal costs. Now, the normal cost that the employer pays are the ongoing pension payments as the individual is working. So that's the cost.
This is per person?
Per person on an ongoing basis.
Okay.
Then if you move over one column, you'll find employer amortization, unfunded accrued liability. And you'll notice there that it has $8.6 million. Then you have over in the far right, employee PEPRA rate. Well, the city of Reading at this point has not started using PEPRA. It's a real shame they haven't.
What does it mean?
Well, PEPRA is Public Employee Pension Reform Act of 2013. And what it does, it's got a different formula.
I was going to say, because, I mean, okay, me not knowing anything about this, I'll be the I don't know anything about this person
mm-hmm.
for the sake of our conversation. And the normal rate is 8.7%. And employee, the adjusted rate is 6.75.
Mm-hmm.
So if they started using that,
well, if you see what it boils down to is that the new PEPRA employee will pay half of their pension payment instead of the city paying it. Now, I shouldn't say
and these aren't people that are currently
new hires to the city.
Okay.
Now, the way you could qualify for PEPRA is if you've never been in a CalPERS retirement plan before.
Okay.
Or you have had 6 months and 1 day away from it. In other words, let's say you were working for a public agency that had contract with CalPERS, and you were away from that job. In other words, you left the job, and you were gone for 6 months and a day. When you come back, then you're hired on as PEPRA instead of what's called a CalPERS Classic. The CalPERS Classic is the individuals we're talking about here. And I just said a word I shouldn't say. Don't blame this on the individuals. I shouldn't say individual. This is a system problem.
Sure, because your employer tells you how you're going to be classified.
Right, because you don't have a choice. Yeah, you hire on, and that's the plan that you get.
See, the federal government made a change. Federal employees, after a period of time, I think in the last decade, maybe slightly longer, that shifted, and that's a different pension plan, very different
mm-hmm.
than the folks who worked before. They have much better benefits than the federal employees coming on right now.
Right. Well, see, the city of Reading,
they probably looked at the math.
Right. The city of Reading at this point has not hired full-time employees under PEPRA. If they did, when you first went in and those files that I gave you
mm-hmm.
on the miscellaneous and safety, you'd also see a PEPRA file there, too. and there's no Pepper file there. So at the moment, the city of Reading doesn't have any Pepper employees. Now, having said that, I think they do have some part-time individuals that work under Pepper, and why this is not showing on this last year's form is beyond me. I need to get a hold of CalPERS and ask them why.
So tell us before we have to go to our first break here, but how many employees does this cover? Give us the two big numbers that actually I think will keep people engaged here. You're looking at
how many employees?
1,800 and some employees currently.
Right now we have 1,839 employees. So all the figures we're going to be talking about in this hour are to cover 1,839 employees, 757 active employees, and then 1,082 retired employees or spouses, individuals that are still covered.
Okay.
So it's 1,839 individuals.
But only 700 and...
757 are actively employed.
757 that are still employed. And the unfunded liability for this group...
If you take the miscellaneous,
yep.
and folks, why they call public safety is public safety. That's police and fire.
Right.
Then everybody else is considered miscellaneous. And I'll tell you, when I was on the city council and interacting with individuals that work for the city that are other than public safety, they're far from being miscellaneous.
Yeah, right.
Right.
But for whatever reason, that's what CalPERS right. calls them is miscellaneous.
Okay.
But if you take the latest reports on miscellaneous and CalPERS and you add the unfunded actuarial amount, you will find that it's $597 million. And if you go to page 17 on this report, it will give you a breakdown of what CalPERS at the moment is saying each year of that 30 years is the amount's going to be. Now, keep that in mind quickly. If you go to the previous, this is the 16 year we're talking about.
Right.
It's dated 17, but it's a 16, covers a 16 year.
Right.
If you go back to the 15 year, which is also listed, you can look at, you will find that that amount was $504 million. So it went up $93 million in 1 year.
In 1 year.
And the reason for that is basically...
Still basically 1,800 employees. I mean, no massive change there.
Right. Yeah, they're not a change there.
Okay.
So basically the reason for that going up is they have to, figure in their return on investment. And they have investments, and that return on investment basically should pay for their monthly annuitants, the monthly payments that they pay out. Well, in 14, it came in at, instead of 7.5, it came in at 2.4. And in 15, it came in at 0.6.
Wow.
So
great investments.
2.4 and
well, they divested, just you know, for anybody who wants to just run a little Google search, look up CalPERS investments. They've divested from tobacco. They've divested from fossil fuels. They've divested from guns. They've divested from all these things that are huge, huge payouts. So they're actually screwing over the CalPERS fund, and this is all going to come back at us. So hang on to your wallets, taxpayers. We're going to have a little celebration of capitalism here for 2 minutes. And for the people that are still working, let's support those folks. You're listening to We the People. Our first little song here that we always play, it's Carly Simon. The song's called Them.
Body and soul, then it's just your body, then they go.
kind of funny. Bob plays all these songs and songs we've all heard, but you just hear them different somehow when it's topic related. All right, so we've got former city Reading City Councilman Gary Cadd with us today. We're talking about the CalPERS
unfunded
pensions, I guess we can call it. It's kind of like
the yo-yos.
You talk about
slow motion train wreck.
You talk about CalPERS. I just wonder if people realize how big a fund that is and how many people are in it. I'll bet you if you ask 10 people on the street if they know anybody who's either in CalPERS or drawing from CalPERS, I'll bet almost everybody knows somebody who's in that program. I mean, it's billions. And
anybody who's worked
hundreds of billions of dollars.
Yeah. I mean, it is a huge, huge fund. And they're basically going broke.
Well, let's go back here. And I think it was 1999, Governor Gray Davis gave the prison guards, and they have an actual name of their bargaining group. It's not in my head at the moment. But he gave them, he was wanting to shore up his political base, so he gave them a pension increase. And the pension increase basically was that they went from 2% to 3%. Now, the 2%, do a little math here real quick. Under 2% in the years, maximum years work 30 years. So if you have 2% times 30 years, 2 times 3 is 6. So let's just say for the sake of argument that your ending salary was $100,000. So you would get receive a $60,000 retirement a year. And what they did is they changed that 2% to 3%. So it went to 90,000. So in and of itself, that's quite a jump, you know, for hitting budgets. But that would be, as of a certain date, you would budget, your council or the board of supervisors, whoever they are, would budget for that amount going forward. Well, the thing that really hurt us and where this came from was they made it retroactive back to the first day that each individual started working under the CalPERS retirement system. So it went all the way back, see? And that's when they were all super funded and there was manna from heaven and, oh, the stock market will never go down.
Oh, yeah. They were making money.
And we're just Huckley Buck and this is going to be it, even though the stock market's always gone up and down.
Sure.
But that was never going to happen again.
When was that approximately?
For the state and the guards, I think it was either late 1999 or early 2000. Then the city of Reading Police Department, if I'm not mistaken, the council gave that to them in 2001. See what happened? The prison guards got it, and then once the prison guards got it, then the CHP says, "Well, hey, where's ours?" You know. And then once the CHP got it, well, then the sheriff department and city, the municipal police departments wanted it, and so they just started
dominoed through the system.
Yeah. So. The city of Reading, basically it was in the latter part of 2001 for the police department. I think there was an increase for the fire department in 2002. So as of the moment that started, we had an unfunded pension.
Right.
But the state had it set up to where you didn't have to report it. It wasn't actually reportable, I think until 2008 when Gadsby 65, I think it was. That's a general accounting board. I forget exactly what Gadsby stands for, but there's a set of rules that you have to go by.
Okay.
And that Gadsby changed and forced them to put it on their yearly financial report, which is called, the city calls them a CAFR. And it wasn't reported. And about the time that I started running for city council, and really, you know, looking into it in 2008, there was a couple of people here in town that said, "Gary, if we need to get you on here and you need to be talking about this." So I started talking about unfunded pensions in 2008. Well, have to admit that there was a lot of that you couldn't get a hold of. You couldn't find out what the figures are, couldn't get them out of the city, couldn't get into CalPERS and this and that. So I kept working and working. and we were just making projections. Well, then in 2012, I was successful in capturing a seat on the Reading City Council. And in June of 13, we invited John Bartel, who's a private sector actuarial, very well thought of in the state. And Mr. Starman, our then city manager, invited him up, and he put on a presentation for us.
Just for the city council?
Well, for everybody. It's recorded.
It was open.
So it was open for everybody, mm-hmm. but it was to the city council. Well, of course, I had a list because they wouldn't let me talk to Mr. Bartel by myself. So at that time, so I had a list of questions. Well, I think it got down to the fourth list, and the mayor said, well, it's time to wrap this up. Mr. Bartels made his presentation, and there was a lot of questions to be asked. So then from that point forward, I started, and some other folks started taking what Mr. Bartel told us and started figuring what the percentage was going to be, because at that time CalPERS was figuring in their reports, this report here, if you go back to the 14 report, you won't see dollars in there. You'll see percentages in there. So that led up to my being appointed to the liaison to the League of California Cities. And then I was put on the Employee Relations Policy Committee. This is where, on the League, 100 or so people, council members, city staffers, from up and down the state meet near the Sacramento twice a year, and down the southern part of the state once a year. And then we invite different individuals to come in to talk to us. Well, once I got on that, the first thing I wanted to do is talk to head actuarial from CalPERS, who happened to be a gentleman by the name of Alan Milliken. And so Alan and I met each other, and that started a sort of a four-year that I was there relationship of being able to talk to him. And he was nice enough to answer my questions and the such. So, and I think it was in September of 15, we were at a meeting in San Jose, and Mr. Milliken was putting on a talk. And at the end of the talk, I got up and asked him if he could, instead of putting percentages on the report, put do re mi, the actual dollar amount,
sure,
of what's being projected, mm-hmm. which you can see here, you know, on this report we're looking at now. And he said, sure. So he asked that there was 150 people in the room, and they were basically all city councilors and city staff members. And I was clear up in front when I asked Mr. Milliken the question, and I didn't turn around to look to see, because he said, how many people know the question that Gary just asked me, how many people understand what Gary's asking?
About putting money about, on about, the
put actual the, put the money, amount, actual yeah.
dollar, instead of a percentage, are going to raise it 2%. And I didn't turn around to look, and Mr. Milliken says, Gary, you didn't turn around to look, but he said, I can tell you that there wasn't five or six people raised their hands. Well, that means that there's a ton of city councilors that have no idea about
what's
going on. Well,
they hear 2%, and that's a small number, so that's probably pretty good.
That's, they would just let it go.
Yeah, we can live with that.
When you're talking millions, 2% is a lot of money. But so then they went ahead and started putting the percentages here, and I think that we're looking at this one here is the miscellaneous for 16, June 30th to 16. Uh-huh. Keep in mind, it's always a year behind. But they're projecting that for the 18-19 next year, the payment will be $8.6 million. For 19-20, they're projecting it'll be $10.1 million. And for 2021, it'll be $11.1 million. So you can see that they're going up a little over $1 million or $1 million a year. Well, this is going to continue up until about 25-26. And then that amount basically is going to go forward. Now, this is not a mortgage. This is an amortization of actuarial figures, so they can change depending upon what their rate of return is that they need to get. Because, like I said a minute ago, they got 2.4 and 0.6.
And
three.
That would be the biggest influence on the change, wouldn't it? It would be the rate of return.
There's actually another one, but you take the 2.4 and 0.6 is 3. That's 2 years. They need to get 7.5. That's 15. So the city's going to have to pick up 12%. Well, that's part of the $93 million increase that I told you a minute ago. That's part of that. Now, they also, CalPERS is realizing that 7.5% return is not feasible. So there are actually some projections of saying it needs to be down about 4.5, but they have dropped from the 7.5 down to 7, but they won't do it in 1 year. They do it. Let's see, it's point. Let's see, 0.12. Oh, I can figure in percentages. They're going to cut it. They're going to cut it by a third the first year. Then they'll go to 2.5, and then the third year they'll go down to 7. So the easiest year for us was this last year when we got hit for $93 million. So it's good.
Because the city makes up the difference. In general, whatever CalPERS isn't returning the guaranteed return,
right.
The city makes up the difference.
Right. If you're figuring that monthly you have to pay a certain amount to the folks that are retired, mm-hmm. and you're going to lower that percentage from 7% down to 7,
right.
that's an ongoing forever and ever.
Right.
That's ongoing, and somebody's going to have to pick
somebody's
that up.
Somebody picks up the tab.
Well, guess who the somebody is?
Yep.
In this case, is the city of Reading, the taxpayers. Is what's going to pick it up.
Why do you think the CalPERS, you know, at one time, I don't know if they still are, but they used to be one of the largest funds on the planet. I mean, they were billions.
Well, they are currently $334 billion.
Right. Now,
we need to take ticker.
Well, maybe when we come back, you can answer this. With that kind of money, why can't they get a better return?
Because they've divested. I'm telling you, seriously, this is a huge, huge issue. There was just an article in the SACB. I'll post it because it's still in my email. They have divested from all these things that actually have a great rate of return because they're ideologues. So they're literally shooting the fund in the back, which is going to come right back at the cities. And the cities better plan for it because, again, these guys are ideologues.
I mean, you have personal investment groups out there that invest millions of dollars.
I know an investor for CalPERS, and she's furious. She's
they won't touch anything for that kind of a return. They get a bit much bigger returns.
They want
than
green
that.
Everything. Oh, yeah, no tobacco, no fossil fuels, no
you
this.
Won't,
no.
You won't and, hear a bad thing from me, what you're saying.
And it's like, you got to be kidding me. She's been telling me that for years. All right. Yeah, take a quick break. Everybody's going to have to go take blood pressure medication.
Yeah, I might.
All right, stick
up.
To decaf if you're still drinking coffee. It's Sunday, I know, but switch to decaf. Probably a good idea. You're listening to We the People. We'll be right back. Yes, circus music. How fitting.
I'm an incredibly good investor.
I am. I'm going to divest
from... Give me your money and I will get at least 1.5% on it.
We are ideologues. There's all sorts of articles. I'll post them on the site for today. But this one, before CalPERS can save the world, public workers wanted to save their pensions. Divesting from fossil fuels and firearms has hurt their portfolio immensely.
Yeah.
And the cities and whoever all else is involved in that has to make up the difference. What's the guaranteed return rate?
7.5%
Seven and a half.
Well, they have last December they lowered it to 7. So by lowering it to 7 over the next 3 years, they're going to kick in 3 different steps to get it down to 7, which is going to increase the monthly amount going out.
Yeah.
So the city's going to have to pick that up on an ongoing basis.
Well, so the city's going to pick up the other 5% or whatever it is.
Yeah. But see, that hasn't kicked in yet. That'll kick in starting next year.
Jeez.
Where do they think that money's going to come from? Are they even concerned about it? Or is that something that
they're
going to be able to pay?
Are you asking a question about facts,
they don't basically be concerned about it. Just for instance, if you and folks, I hope out there that you can take a look at these files that they've got on the We the People website. If you look at page 17, it has it broken down. The left-hand side is the current amortization schedule. That's 30 years, and they have 20 years and 15 years. Well, the 20 and 15 year are simply we can't go there. They're way too high. So in other words, you've got 30 years. If you figure, I'm looking here right at the moment at the safety plan. Over 30 years, it's $271 million. And if you add both miscellaneous and safety together, it comes out to $597,843,000. Now, keep in mind something. Had we paid this in somewhat of a timely fashion over the last 17 years, we wouldn't be paying $335 million in interest.
Hmm.
There's an interest payment. If you add both of them together, there's an interest payment of $335 million. Then if you take a look at when you go to these sites, you can also get to the website to look at all 1,526 agencies that contract with CalPERS, and you will also find the County of Shasta involved. If you add the County of Shasta and the City of Redding together, it's $1.1 billion over a 30-year period. And of that amount, $638 million is interest. And I know, folks, you may be listening and going, what the heck is Gary talking about? These are amounts that we are going to pay in the next 30 years. And the thing with it is, caveat, it's going to go up. It will not come down.
Oh, it's going up.
It's going to go up, and it's going to get worse, especially when they start figuring in the change from 7.5% down to 7%.
So, okay. So we've identified the problem, a tiny thumbnail of the problem. Let's use the remainder of our time. What are the choices, right? So what have we seen? Other cities are, like Loyalton, cut pension what, in half?
Well, what's basically happening?
I mean, how are people getting out of this? I mean, we're not the only ones getting hit with this.
Yeah, what can happen is this. You can cut back on city services. We can't do that with police and fire, especially because look at where we're at now. We've never come back from the Great Recession. All right. So you can go into bankruptcy, which is Valeo is out now, been out for some time, but you've got Stockton, you've got San Bernardino, and there's several other cities that are seriously looking at bankruptcy. And bankruptcy will cost you anywhere from $10 to $15 million from start to finish on a bankruptcy. So you could do that, or you can do what Loyalton has done. Now, there's two different ways of going to CalPERS. One that you do not want to do, and that is telling CalPERS, sending a letter to CalPERS and saying, we want out. If you send a letter to CalPERS and say, we want out, CalPERS will want the amount due immediately.
Oh, yeah.
Oops.
Yeah. They'll want it right now.
Yeah. So that's
not an option.
No, that's not a smart thing. I guess one or two cities did do it. But
and what happened to them?
But, well, they've got this monstrous $100 million bill hanging over their head.
So even if they file bankruptcy,
yeah,
that doesn't
get
rid of it?
Well,
at that point?
You're talking legal stuff, and
yeah,
I really can't
I don't
answer
know.
That.
But
what Loyalton did was they turned around and they said, well, CalPERS, we don't have the money. We're not going to be able to get the money. We can't borrow the money. So we're going to have to default. Well, when you default, then CalPERS says, well, Loyalton, you're in a pool. And if you have small government agencies, they put you in a pool with other small government agencies. The city of Redding is in a pool by itself. It's large enough to be a pool by itself. But anyway, they went to the other entities, the other agencies in that pool and said, well, you're going to have to pick up the basically $5 million that Loyalton's not going to pay. And they says, well, duh, we're going to default too then if that's going to be the case. So then CalPERS says, well, all right, if you're going to do that, then Loyalton, this is what we're doing. We're freezing the amount of money that you paid in, that you've already paid in, and for the people that that are already retired, we're going to go back and refigure their retirement. And if I recall, Loyalton had four retirees at that time, and the highest retiree was $72,000 a year. And when CalPERS got back to him, that individual is now making $26,000 a year.
Whoops!
So well,
and they're in their in their 70s.
Most probably, I don't know the age
not,
of the person.
Not but, like but you can you run see, out. You're retired. Yeah. You're not going to run out and get another job.
Right, but you see what's going on. You see, the thing with it is, I've been trying to warn city employees and some of the bargaining units that this could possibly be coming down the road. Now, CalPERS has said, well, Loyalton did that, but we're not going to allow anybody else to do it. Well, the problem with it is according to some attorneys I've been talking to, the cat's out of the bag. I mean, the cow's out of the barn. Once even though it happened for a small government entity, that it can happen for larger
government entities. Well, and really, I mean, what are they going to do? I mean, if you just don't have the money and you can't pay it, well, they're going to come fence your town off and, you know, there's nothing they can do about it. Well, really, they're kind of in a spot, too.
Sure. And the thing with it is, what is government for?
Right.
Public safety is what they're really for.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of other things they do, sometimes things they shouldn't do, especially the feds. The basic thing is for our public safety of all of us.
But the sad part about this is you have all these folks that, you know, worked their whole life, paid into a pension. You know, they did their part, trusting that the pension managers were going to do their part.
Yeah, they played by the rules.
They played by the rules.
Look,
and in the end, they're the ones that are going to end up footing the bill. And that's somebody needs
because I think it's widely believed that CalPERS is sort of, I mean, to use an old phrase, too big to fail. You know, CalPERS.
There's nothing too big to fail.
Exactly. But CalPERS has always been seen as this, you know, monolith that there's no way
Aaron, there's
the juggernaut will ever go off course.
There's a thing coming. It's too big to fail. There's getting to the point that too big to fail is going to be too big of a word.
Exactly.
Too big of a phrase,
it's
if you will. I'm sorry, but a phrase.
Yeah.
Right.
Because it can fail. It will fail. And it's just like with the two auto companies.
Well, the bigger they are, the
Well, the two GM and Chrysler.
Mm-hmm.
The best thing to happen to them was allow them to go into bankruptcy. They wouldn't have been out of business for probably a year,
right.
And then somebody else would have gone in and bought up the stock, bought up the
reorganized it, and came out stronger than ever.
Sure, that's right.
That's our system.
Yeah,
that's how our system is supposed to work.
Everything but the government.
Right. Right.
And that's, well, you know.
I know, because they're special, huh?
And then see,
in a bad way, bad special.
See, you've got another thing too when I mentioned earlier that it went retroactive, that was for public safety. Well, then in 2004, October 25th, 2004, the city council voted into place a program called PARS. For the miscellaneous employees, and they didn't raise it to 3%. They went to 2.7, which was a 60, you know, 2 times 3 is 6.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's 81. So they got 81,000. So when they put it into effect on January 1st of 2005, there was individuals, they went retroactive, and there was individuals who were just retiring. And that fund, at the end of the first year, was 17.2 million unfunded. And that unfunded as of 2014-15 was just short of $70 million. And they were to pay $6.1 million a year on top of everything else that we've been talking here on CalPERS. Mm-hmm. That's on top of it. So you take these CalPERS figures and add roughly another $6 million to it. Now, there's been so many, and they figure that one on a percent of salary.
So you're basically $600 million. Because I remember back when you were running for city council, it was $300.
Well, yeah.
That was kind of the number, but of course, because, a lot of it wasn't.
Because in the CAFR, the Comprehensive Annual Financial Report of the city,
right.
They showed an amount, and that amount was as of 2 years ago.
But I guess my only point in bringing that up isn't that think you were wrong or something. But back then, that's what you thought it was. And that didn't impress anybody. Nobody was worried.
$350
million. $350
million,
because yeah. I remember thinking, why yeah. isn't anybody really worried about this? And they kept saying, well, we don't need to talk about that. We don't need to work on it. Now it's like, in real life now, it's mm-hmm. just shy of $600 million. Well, and you would think people
when does it do? I mean, when is the city going to get hit in the face with this and have to come up with some cash?
Well, they're hit right now. I mean, there's been three individuals, two council members and one new city manager that have been sitting in this very room making the statement that they're going to have a $25 million problem over the next 5 years. They're going to have a $25 million problem each year of the next 5 years
right.
and going off into the future.
And
it's been said that I don't know what I'm talking about.
And this
about.
Is a town with 90,000 people, just for reference mm-hmm. for people who don't live here. It's a town with 90,000 people.
Right.
I mean, it isn't like we're Los Angeles or something. We don't have a stadium. We're 2.5 hours north of Sacramento. So we're the biggest city between Sacramento and... I don't know.
Eugene or...
Yeah. Medford. Well, I mean, so it's not like we're part of some massive metropolitan area, and we're not particularly growing. We're not going to earn our way out of it.
Mr. Stevenson is going to be coming in a few minutes, and probably part of what he's going to be talking about, that the city council gave a particular individual with the city a $12,000 a year raise.
Which bumps everybody else up.
Well, yeah, and everybody's going up.
It's coming.
And the upper management, you've got a new city manager. Well, he got a $21,000. I don't know. I think it's about a $19,000 increase when he took the job. I mean the financing of the city ready, especially up in the upper level, is just completely out of line.
Completely mental.
Right.
All right. Swift break. We'll be right back. Some final thoughts. Yeah, final nails for the coffin. How's that? You're listening to We the People. Join us online, wethepeopleradio.us.
The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees. I need fun.
Be trouble ahead, but while there's moonlight and music and love and romance, let's face the music and dance. Before the fiddlers have played, before they ask us to pay the bills, and while we still have the chance.
I just wish we had the time.
Pay the bill while we still have the chance.
It's a new Reading theme song.
See, this is how we don't all just go away angry, right? Okay, so if we fired every employee in the city, let's say we got rid of all 750, whatever the heck it was. Okay,
we took out our own trash for a couple of years.
Yeah, whatever it was. All right, let's say we did that. Does that solve the problem?
No. No, with as much as it's going up. See, the thing
just
with
in case somebody at home is thinking about that,
it's just completely out of realm, out of imaginable realm, that where this is going. What happens if the stock market takes a correction? Which there's been a lot of people talking about it taking a correction. If it takes a correction, it could go up half again.
So the stock market goes down, then the city's got to make up. Yeah. Double what it's making up now.
Because city makes up whatever they come up short on.
Right. Because
it's
a
California option. It's right in the darn California Constitution.
Because it's a guaranteed return.
That's right. That's exactly right. So we need people on the city council that don't listen to staff, And I know people say, well, staff knows all. And
well, they're the experts,
though.
So.
Well, I mean, take that information and then.
You have to process. I'm not, I shouldn't say don't listen to staff.
Right,
but take staff's information and then dig into it. Ask questions and find out what's really going on.
Right.
Because then you'll find out just exactly where you're at instead of saying, well, the staff's got this and we're going to go with third. I would say no. That's from my background to be on the council. And some people have asked me if I'm running for Reading City Council again. No.
Well, there's no
so awesome. You done
there's no easy solution to this, and like we said earlier, we're heading for a really, really bad landing. And where do we come out on the other end of this? I mean, what do you see for Reading?
For a city as beautiful as the city of Reading, with the river running through it, I-5 running through it, and the railroad running through it. Two beautiful lakes, hunting, fishing, and everything else. We have got to work together to work on this problem to make the landing as easy as possible so that we can go on living here and enjoying this city.
Because at the end of the day, everyone knows in the summer we are only 2 miles from the sun,
And
it's 8,000 degrees here.
Well,
so that
is.
Will always keep a control on our population because people fear the summer, which is kind of fun in a way. I mean, you know, we're not going to have a population explosion, but...
There's another thing that I might mention at the point. It's time for old Gary to get back on his saddle again and start going, we need a Reading Electric Utility Commission again.
Yes.
We need it bad.
We need some oversight.
We need the oversight.
From the citizens.
Well, that's
citizens, we need to get smarter about all this.
Well,
because we really don't know.
We put one into effect. I was finally able to get one into effect in 2012. And of course, the 2014 council, bam, gone.
Yep.
And then they started wanting to raise rates.
Didn't like what they were saying.
So, yeah, because we own our electric company. We did a good show on that.
Yeah. All righty.
We're going to come back. We're going to talk about the recall. And so we're going to find out how we make these changes and how you can be part of it and what you could do in your own town if you're having this problem. You're listening to We the People. Join us online, wethepeopleradio.us.